Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Ready, set, go, Rolene. Another week begins right now.
Another week begins. And where do we even begin? You know, as I have become too accustomed to saying, this morning started off quiet, and boy, have we had a lot of news. So let's start at the top. Let's talk about the news that broke within the last couple of hours, and that is the passing away of the former U.S. Secretary of State, Colin Powell. Extraordinary, extraordinary statesman, somebody much loved, not just by the United States of America, but by the state of Israel as well. And tributes are pouring in for him from diplomats, from leaders from all around the world, including here in Israel. And I learned from David Aleska that he actually spoke Yiddish. But let's just take a look at Colin Powell, who he was, what his legacy was. He was the first black Secretary of State, and he served and formulated foreign policy under several presidents, including Reagan and both Bush administrations. He was also the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a highly decorated general, a four-star general, who served in the Vietnam War. Just an extraordinary man that served both Republicans and Democrats. They came to him for his wise counsel, for his very, very measured response. Really, really a tremendous man. I mean, this is somebody who served as Secretary of State with the Bush administration and then the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Clinton, which shows you his appeal and his ability to do what is today the almost unthinkable, which is to be bipartisan as a leader, as a human being. And he will be sorely, sorely missed.
Yeah, I must say, I did think Israel lost a good friend today, that is for sure. Rolene, I just want you to clarify the issue. Apparently there was concern there was a Tzeva Adom in Israel today. It was not for real. It was a drill. Please, can you confirm that for us?
In fact, we haven't confirmed that it wasn't a drill. It was actually, fact, human error. So earlier today, Tzeva Adom sirens were triggered across a variety of southern towns, including Ashkelon. And of course, we are on alert because we are waiting with news about the transference of about $8 million of funds from Qatar to Hamas civil servants. Can you call them civil servants? I don't know. Hamas have issued an ultimatum that money better come in by tomorrow, Tuesday, or else. But the IDF about 25 minutes ago issued a statement saying that their initial investigation has found that it was human error and there was no damage to the operational functionality of the alert system. So thank goodness for that, because really very, very, very worrying when we hear news about Tzeva Adom.
Seems to me that since Bibi Netanyahu's departure from the Prime Minister's office, there seems to be a new wind that is a-blowing. The Swedish Foreign Minister visiting Israel for the first time in 10 years, Rolene, that can't be just coincidence.
Well, it can't be just coincidence, but it's also a new Swedish Foreign Minister. This is Ann Linde. She's in the country. We must remember that last week, Sweden, and in particular the city of Malmo, unfortunately known for a high incidence of anti-Semitism, hosted the International Forum to Combat Anti-Semitism. Well, she's in the country. She arrived yesterday, busy day today, meeting with President Herzog. She then went on to Yad Vashem, and she reiterated Sweden's commitment to fighting anti-Semitism, and then went on to meet with our foreign minister, Yair Lapid. And hopefully this is a positive turn in relationships or relations between the two countries. This is Sweden, who started a diplomatic row between our two countries by recognizing a Palestinian state in 2014. And her predecessor, Margot Wallström, was not a friend to Israel at all, very, very highly critical of Israeli policy. And to echo our president, who said that hopefully this is a new era for relations between our two countries.
Okay, and then talk to me about the fact that Israel apparently preparing for a declaration of national climate emergency.
Well, I think right now climate change, the status of the global environment is the big topic that everybody is talking about. Last night we had what is now being called the Nobel Prize of the Environmental Awards, Prince William, Earthshot being launched. A country like Costa Rica, they received an award. The city of Milan received an award, and various other individuals and organizations who put forward these tremendous, positive, inspiring ways to combat climate change. Well, next month, Israel is taking a sizable delegation to COP26, the UN climate change gathering that will happen in Glasgow, in Scotland. And we're taking a big delegation, and we are reportedly preparing a national climate emergency declaration. If this is approved by all our governmental bodies, then all state bodies will be obligated to start preparations for the impact of climate change. So this would involve things like reducing greenhouse gas emissions, monitoring and reporting systems, preparing for emergencies. I know the city that I am in, Modi'in, we are a green city. You have to be compliant with certain green requirements if you want to open a business here. So Israel is going green, and little do people know that it's an area where we have some real innovation and leadership. And unfortunately, the Middle East is an area, part of the world, that is being harmed more powerfully than many other parts of the world. So hopefully tiny Israel will ramp up leadership in this arena.
Hard to believe, Rolene, that it's been 26 years since the murder of Yitzhak Rabin.
Can you believe it? I mean, there's two remarkable anniversaries that we are commemorating today. One is 10 years since the release of Gilad Shalit, who was held in captivity by Hamas in Gaza for about 5 years. Thank goodness he is out, and he is now happily married and leads a life of a relative quiet by his choice. But still, the topic of prison exchange is very, very controversial and very much in Israeli discourse. But 26 years since the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin, one of the great sons of Israel, however you want to look at him. I know that there are some listeners who, you know, who may disagree with that, but the circumstances in which he was assassinated, just a real dark moment in Israel's history. The hawk who became the dove, try to sue for peace, to move towards peaceful agreements. I think very few of us can forget not only just where we were when we found out the news that he had been assassinated horrifically by one of our own, but also we can't forget that landmark speech on the White House lawns when he said, you know, we hope for a farewell to arms. And that there has to be, there's a time for war, but there's also a time for peace. And, you know, may those words ring true. And I think he would be quite amazed looking down to see Israel signing normalization agreements with countries in the region, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, going into Africa, onto the continent with Morocco and the Sudan, and hopefully many others to follow. And all I can say is may his memory be blessed.
That's a very beautiful place to leave it this afternoon. Rolene, we will catch up again tomorrow.
We will catch up tomorrow, and hopefully lots to talk about.